Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about management. Oh, those jerks in management. They are the pits. Dude, why do we get such poor management? Well, that's actually a topic for another episode. In fact, I should probably add that to my list. In fact, I'm going to. I'm going to pause right now and add that to my list. And through the magic of the pause button, it is added. All right, so anyway, with management, you know, we get into this mode, into this mindset that like management is the enemy and they're always trying to get us in trouble and they're all a bunch of jerks and all they do is harass us. And, you know, to some extent, that's true. But it's important that we not conflate that with management actually trying to do their job. Like in the M39, management's handbook for how they're supposed to do their job, they're supposed to come out and do street observations. And so when you see management out on the street and they come and see what you're doing out on the street, that's just management doing their job. That's actually something they're supposed to do. Now, if it keeps happening again and again without cause, then yeah, that's harassment. And that's when your union gets involved. But if they come out and just do a spot check and walk with you for a block or watch you deliver into a few cluster boxes or if they do their safety check or something like that, that's what they're actually supposed to do. And when they ask you questions, like you get back from your route at the end of the day and they say, hey, that handoff was only supposed to take an hour and a half and you were out there for two and a half hours. What happened? That is a reasonable question for a boss to ask. I mean, think about that in any other job. You know, if you're stocking shelves at the grocery store, and you're supposed to do a shelf in an hour, and it took you an hour and a half, your boss very well may ask you, why did it take you longer to do that shelf? Where we get into issue, where the union may have to get involved, is number one, if you think that question is going to wind up leading to discipline, where management is not just asking you so that maybe they can figure out what's going on and avoid problems in the future. If you think management's asking you because they're looking to discipline you, then you need to get your steward involved and don't answer any questions until that steward is present. And if management has to wait, you know, maybe it's 7:30 at night and everybody else has gone home, and so your steward's not going to be back until tomorrow, well, then management's question can wait until tomorrow. Don't let them bully you into answering questions, into answering pointed questions or accusatory questions. You know, dude, accusatory questions will come up in like the investigative interview where they'll say like, why did you fail to follow instructions when you did X? Dude, we're supposed to be here to figure out whether you failed to follow instructions, because that will be the charge when they give you that letter of warning. It'll say failure to follow instructions. So to go in there and ask, why did you fail to follow instructions? That's accusatory. And your union steward should be objecting to questions like that. And you shouldn't answer questions like that. If they actually want that information, they can ask it in another way. And again, it's the same on the workroom floor. Management has an obligation to treat you with dignity and respect and to maintain an environment of mutual respect. Those are also out of management manuals. And if they're not doing that, then yeah, that is definitely an issue that needs to be addressed. But just checking in and seeing, you know, how your day is going. Well, how long do you think this handoff is going to take you? That's a reasonable question for management to ask. That's like, they need that information in order to do their job. You know, how much overtime do you think you're going to need today? Carriers will complain to their union steward about, oh, management keeps asking me like how much time I'm going to need. Well, yeah, dude, they need that information so they can plan out their day. But if it's asked, again, in like a rude way, an accusatory way, you know, if they tell you, oh, dude, I know you're terrible at delivering mail, so how much time do you need today, slacker? Obviously, that's a problem. And those are the kind of things that need to be brought to the attention of your steward, and we can file for hostile work environment, for mutual respect, things like that. But you have to give management at least a little bit of latitude to do their job, you know, and think about like, if I were working at Target and my supervisor asked me a question like this, would that be a reasonable question? And if it is, man, you just answer the question, you know, and then move on with your day. It's when that turns into discipline that we have to start worrying about it when we get the union involved. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.